Daf Chav Zayinim and Aleph, we're going to discuss the Mishnah that the Mishnah described the Tamid was brought up, the actual animal was brought up with six Kahanim and another three for the Chavitim and the Seilis and the Ayin. And the Ayil was brought up with, it says, with 11. Every Ayil of the Karban Tzibur was brought up with 11 Kahanim. The Basa was the same thing, the Reish and the Regal with one, and the Ukitz in the Regal, and the Sheyadayim, and the Shtei Defanis. The Kabayim, though, had two, and the flour had two, and the wine had two, and that made 11. And the Par was 24. The Reish was Echad, and the Regal was Shnayim, and the Ukitz in the Regal was Shnayim, and the Ukitz was Shnayim, and the Chaz and the Geir, the Chaz was Echad, and the Geir was Shlisha. So the Mimi has a suffix. What's the pshat when you brought up two kehanim for a regal? Does that mean that the two kehanim held the regal together? Or does that mean that they split the regal? He says the reish they couldn't split because it says l'nisachel, v'loyel l'nisachei nisachim. But the regal, he says, could be they split because they split it by the joint, or maybe they didn't split it. Two people brought it up together even though they didn't split it. That was the Meiri suffix. Now, Bema says the machlag is Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam is very clear that they didn't split it. The Rambam says the reason why they didn't split it is because it says nitach aysel and secher, aysel and secher, v'loin is secher and secher. You have to make it into pieces, but not the pieces into pieces. But the Ravid, it's not on the Asagas Ravid. It's the Ravid in the Tairis Kayanim, his Pirish and Tairis Kayanim. Then he has a kasha. He has a kasha in this Mishnah. What's the pshat that you need 24 kahanim? Some of the nesachim were done with two kahanim. Some even with three kahanim. How are you allowed to cut it up into two, into three? It says, v'nitach aysel nesachav, v'loy nesachav v'nesachav. So the Ravid answers, what does it mean a nesach? How do you define a nesach? He says, there wasn't a pasuk that calls it a nesach. As could be, you can learn that the natural thing has to be an aver, has to be a, that's a nesachim. The roish, the yad, the regel, the ukitz, the daifen, they're be'etzim nesachim, so you can't cut them into nesachim, nesachim. He says, no. He says, v'aitzis from this Mishnah, nesachim means what the usual butcher does when he wants to prepare the meat for a shulcha malachim or a suda gedela. What type of meat, how does he butcher it? Those are called nesachim. And you do less than that, you do it into smaller pieces, that's nesachim, nesachim. So par is different to par, that's the way it is. You don't give an entire regal, it's too big. You make the regal into two parts, you make the geir into three parts. So that's why it's not called Nesachim Nesachim. So you see clearly that the Rambam was clear that the pshat is that these are the parts and the two kahanim and the three kahanim would have to be two kahanim holding a part together. And the Ravid's clearly that no, each kahin held only one thing, it wasn't two kahanim holding it together. And the pshat is that they cut it into smaller parts because that was the derech of the par. So that's also Shal, the Gvur Sari, he wants to say, the Mishnah says, if Shaitim v'nituchan elu v'elu shavim, that it says that in regard to the number of Kahanim, so there, a Karban Tziba needed this number, a Karban Yachin not necessarily. But in regard to the Hefshad and Nituach, they both were the same. Now the Gemara explains it means both were the same, means they're both were Kasher Bazar. But the Gvur Sari was bothered, what's the chiddush that they're both kasher bazar? What's the chiddush that Sibur and Yachid is the same? Lagabe the hechsher bazar, why should there be a different Sibur and Yachid? And Emma says that's not so schwer, because you find by Shkita bazar ksheir, of course, but they didn't allow a zar to shecht a carbon Sibur. That's what the Ridva says. The Meiri clearly makes a chilt in Sibur and Yachid. Taisus and Kedushin says that they didn't allow a zar to shecht a carbon Sibur. You see, they made the shechet as part of the pais. So you would think they didn't allow the Zar to do the Hefshad and Nituach. Kamash Malan, even a carbon Tzibur, they allowed the Zar to do the Hefshad and Nituach. But the Gvur Siri says that the Chiddush is that you would think that if you have this number of Kainim, that's why you make this number of Nesachim. But a carbon Yachid, which has a different amount of Kainim, so maybe they made a different amount of Nesachim. Kamash Malan, they know. You have to count Bezunda, these amount of Nesachim for a carbon Yachid as well. But he says in the Rambam not the way. He learns up in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't seem to hold that way. The Rambam says, "Bamed v'amurim ba'ilas tziva ba'ilas yachid." You're allowed to cut it differently. But the other Acharonim learn the Rambam also that way. The Chasdei David and the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid learn that the chilah between Karban Yachin and Karban Tzima is only in the mount of Kahanim. But in how to cut it, you mechuyev to cut it in this way, you have this issur of nesachim v'loy nesachim v'nesachim. Now the question is, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that only a Karban Tzibur has this amount of kainim, a Karban Yachin and Ratzel Lahakriv Makriv. Rashi says, in Ratzel Lahakriv Kain Yachin is called b'loy pais. Rashi says, without a pais, the Mishnah Melech didn't understand it as a suffix. Does Rashi mean that it's up to the Bailim decide who does the Karban Yachid, and that's why you don't have a pious? Or does he mean that no, not up to the Bailim, but the Kahanim will decide among themselves without a pious? But he's bothered, why weren't they Mesak and a pious? Why don't you have the same problem of Asl and Tzvi by a Karban Yachid? The Chazanish says, because normally they work it out. I guess there's enough Karban Yachids for everyone. They work it out, they don't need a pious. But the Chayyim point out, the Rashash and others, that there's a Rashi Tzmur that's clear that the Bailim decide. The Bailim decide who does the Karban Yachid. The Gagayis Miri Landau, it's on the side of the Gemara, it's from the Nei Debuder, Becheska Landau. He says that that would explain the steer in Rashi, because Rashi here says that a Karban Yachid is without a pious. And Rashi that base in the base, the way we have the Gerus in Rashi is Mefurish, that even a Karban Yachid has a pious. So he says it depends. If the Bailim decided the Kohen, then they didn't make a pious. The Bailim decided. If let's say the Bailim wasn't here, or the Bailim couldn't care less, so then they made a pious. That would explain the two Rashis. But the Arach Reinim there on the Beis and the Beis, it's Masemis and the Mitzvah Eson, that learns that that Rashi is going on Karban Tzibur, and the Karban Yachid never had a pious.